This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He's now chief economist for First Trust Advisors in Illinois and is the author of the recently published book, It's Not As Bad As You Think, Why Capitalism Trumps Fear and the Economy Will Thrive. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama makes his most firm pitch to date for his brand of financial regulatory reform. And Brian, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's always great to be with you.
The president calls himself today someone who loves the free market, but it needs reasonable safeguards. Is this a reasonable safeguard approach in this legislation?
Yeah, well, obviously we don't know the final version of this. There is a, there's a bailout fund that Congress wants to kind of get a permanent type TARP facility that would have about $50 billion in it. I think this is just asking for it. I think what we've learned is we shouldn't be bailing people out. But even more than that, I think we aren't learning the real lessons that this crisis should have taught us. I am a firm believer that the government had a huge role in creating this crisis by holding interest rates too low. Specifically, the Federal Reserve did that, and no amount of regulation is going to stop that kind of crisis from happening again.
Brian, the president basically called anyone who thinks this will perpetuate bailouts, well, he said not telling the truth, but basically he thinks you're lying when you say that. So explain what's in this legislation that makes you think that this $50 billion fund would help to perpetuate the bailout culture.
Well, why else would you need $50 billion? I'm at a loss to explain the argument or how there could be an argument about this. If the government wants a permanent fund to help during a crisis, it's hard to imagine some future Congress or some future president or Treasury Secretary not using that money in whatever way they wanted to. There's no The one thing about a democracy is the people that are in charge today will not be in charge tomorrow, and I have never seen the government create a fund and then not use it. So no president, no Congress can promise that something won't be in a certain way. So I'm at a loss to understand how anybody could disagree about that. If a fund is there, it could be used for a bailout.
Brian, in terms of your brand of reform, what would be smart legislation to improve the government's role in oversight and perhaps eliminate some of the problems with Freddie and Fannie and some of the other mistakes made in recent years?
Sure. All of this stuff goes back, and I hate to rehash the crisis, but it all goes back to the fact that we decided as a nation, Republicans, Democrats, presidents, senators, representatives, Treasury secretaries, housing and labor secretaries, that people needed to own more houses. And we designed a system with Fannie and Freddie to keep interest rates low and provide financing, FHA loans, Community Reinvestment Act, the Federal Reserve driving interest rates to 1%. We designed a system that by its very nature was of course going to lead to over-lending in housing. It's easy to blame Wall Street. You know, the last time we do this every time there's a crisis. The government tries to shift blame onto the private sector. Real time, what this really brings up is that during the Great Depression, when the government blamed anything that was private, anything that was not government related, as being bad and greedy. It's just not true. A competitive marketplace, if you charge too much for your product, you will not stay in business because somebody else will come in and undercut you in price. The only way you can get away with it is if you're a pure monopoly. And the only pure monopolies I have ever known in the history of this country are ones that are supported by the government. So, this concept that we need government to regulate the private sector to keep things stable, I've never believed in it. I think it's not true. By the way, this financial bill that they're talking about, it's going to be watered down a little bit before it passes. It's not as bad as health care, or it's not going to kill the economy or the financial system tomorrow. But it's also not going to prevent another crisis from happening. They say that every time, and it never works.
Brian, the president has said repeatedly, anytime he's talking about an economic issue, that the TARP program was regrettable but necessary given the crisis state of the economy. Others, like including economist Art Laffer, who I heard today, said the real response would have been to let a lot of these institutions fail. That's a little bit of retrospect now, but what's the smart approach looking back and moving forward? Should we just let them fail?
Sure. Well, you know what? I am a firm believer that if we would have repealed mark-to-market accounting or never allowed it to go in, these institutions, many of them, would not have failed. I believe it was mark-to-market accounting that took a pretty large set of losses. No doubt we made loans in subprime and Alt-A mortgages that shouldn't have been made that were going to cause losses, but we turned those $300 or $400 billion worth of losses into trillions at their peak, you know, when in the crisis panic of the winter of 2008 and 2009. That's what we should have done. We should have changed mark to market. By the way, it did get changed on April 2nd, and ever since then, the stock market has been up, the economy has turned. That would have been the key. You know, one last point about this. Our banking crisis in the 1980s, the S&L industry and Latin American loans and oil loans, the losses there and the banking crisis there was much worse than it was this time. What caused this one to get out of control was the fact that the government intervened in a huge way where they didn't do that in the 1980s. That was the biggest difference to me.
Well, Brian, we'll keep watching the debate. It certainly seems like something will be passed here in the next few days. Thanks very much, as always, for your insight.
Absolutely. I do agree something will be passed. I just wish we could figure out a different way to do this.
Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He's now chief economist for First Trust Advisors in Illinois. The book is It's Not As Bad As You Think, Why Capitalism Trumps Fear and the Economy Will Thrive. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.